And welcome back to In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here today by Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Historical Museum and Mary Mertz from the Kansas Native Stone Scenic Byway Advisory Board. We're talking about the Scenic Byway. Starts just southwest of Topeka, maybe west of Topeka a little bit here, and goes from Dover down into the Flint Hills along to Eskridge. It goes up through Allendorf, up by Wamego, and into Wabunsee County, and right just south of Manhattan, and then back down toward I-70 here on 177.
So you can do it backwards and start in Manhattan and go to Dover, too.
Exactly right. That's probably how most people would do it here. So it's a fantastic drive here. I had a chance on Friday to drive down there. I was talking to before the program got going that it's so lush and green right now down there by the Zinedale area where you live, Mary, and the corn's so tall. It's a good time of year because we've had so much rain.
Yes, that's true. It's real pretty right now.
And I would say it's really pretty all the time.
Yeah.
Because when you have the dry season, you have those oranges and golds. Mm. And so really, driving the byway, you really need to drive it in all the seasons. Mm. So summer and spring and winter. And you just get a different dimension every time you do it.
I drove it this spring after they had burned the prairie. And just the contrast between the stone fences along the burnt area of the Flint Hills, it was just amazing.
And after the burn, you can see those striations of the stone, the terraces almost, that the stone outcroppings make. And that's really interesting.
Let's talk about how the communities have embraced the scenic trail maybe a little bit here. And there's some... A lot of smaller communities in here, maybe the bigger ones being Eskridge and Alma here, and just what it does for their communities here.
Yeah, I have done some presentations on this for various groups here in Manhattan, and I'm really pleased because when I complete that, I have so many people come up and say, we are going to take the byway, and the first thing we're going to do is have a piece of coconut cream pie in Dover. And I think that a lot of people just would never do that, you know, if they weren't made aware of how much they can see and do on these, you know, these roads that are less traveled.
When are we going?
It's afternoon.
You said pie.
Yeah,
well,
it's good.
And that is one of the fundamental purposes of scenic byways is finding economic benefit to the history and the beautiful scenery, the cultural things that are on offer. Because these communities have some wonderful things on offer. The Alma, the Wabunsee County Museum at Alma is a really wonderful museum. Their website, I highly recommend going out and seeing the photos and different things that they have on it and then visiting that site. The City Park in Eskridge is a gem.
Beautiful.
And that's where we'll have our gala. Every year we have a kind of a showcase in the communities, and September 14th we'll have our Native Stone Scenic Byway Gala in the City Park at Eskridge. And it's on the National Register, which I thought was really neat, and they have a wonderful little bandstand that's on the National Register. So, you know, getting to be in those communities and really learning about all of those neat things that they have is one of, and then for the communities, finding ways to bring people in as an economic benefit, I think is a basic purpose for the scenic byways.
And I would add with regard to the gala that you are all invited to that. We have entertainment, we have food from various vendors, but throughout the area. So you can sample some of that, like Alma cheese. Like if you're going to through Alma, you must stop at Alma Cheese and get some cheese curds for the rest of the journey. And then we have a silent auction too with a lot of wonderful artists and photographers who donate their works, and many of it is pictures and paintings of the Flint Hills, and so it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And would suggest that you put that on your calendar, September 14th.
September 14th, okay. That's not too far away here. You know, a lot of people will take these trips here to find these kind of fun little stops along the way. The cheese, you mentioned Alma cheese. That's one of the perks, I'm sure, on the byway. But also, just seeing some of the architecture is another great opportunity here. I'm looking at pictures of the Waubunsee County Historical Museum, and that's just gorgeous looking.
The native stone buildings are just wonderful all along. And then there's other interesting little sites that you find.
Elma is actually known as the City of Stones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because they have an especially great collection of stone buildings there.
On their main street, yes.
Right.
They have a hotel that was built in the 1870s, I believe, and beautiful structure that they're now going to renovate and bring to its original grandeur. So we're really excited about that, too.
What about the preservation of some of these places? How does that take place here? Who's in charge of that?
The property owners generally work on that. And, of course, Native Stone Scenic Byway encourages that and tries to connect property owners with resources, you know, whether it's Heritage Trust Fund grants through the Kansas State Historical Society or other ways that, you know, you can leverage what money you have and try to do more with it. And that's one of the purposes of the Native Stone Scenic Byway, is finding ways to preserve these places so that we have them. Because it's tough for small towns, I think. It's really easy to get to big places. And mm-hmm. so small towns kind of work at keeping a clientele of folks coming.
And I think it's one of the great things about states like Kansas, with all the small towns we do have out here. You know, for people maybe are not from the area, getting a chance to go out and see some of this. This is kind of what people think of when they think of Kansas, I'm sure, from out of state.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And it's great that it's so close for us. You know, just go hop on the Native Stone Scenic Byway and enjoy some of those things.
And for people who believe Kansas is flat, when they ride this byway, they're going to be taken through the Flint Hills on lots of curvy, hilly roads, and it's just wonderful.
It is.
So this obviously makes a great opportunity here for a staycation. Let's say you want to teach your kids about a little Kansas history here. This would be the way to do it here.
Great idea, because there's lots of history along the Native Stone Scenic Byway. Mary talked about the territorial history and that fight to make Kansas a free state. Then you have other pieces of history along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is a great opportunity. And in fact, I would say all the Kansas byways, because, we have 12 of them in the state of Kansas, 9 scenic and 3 historic. And each of them has a little unique thing about them. So you're right. You could use traveling those byways as a fun staycation that also is educational.
And there's cemeteries along the way. If anybody has some family history out here, there's good opportunities there as well.
I love to go to cemeteries even if I don't have family in them. Mm-hmm. So, and there's along the scenic byway, Native Stone Scenic Byway, there's the Waubunsee Cemetery.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is a really interesting cemetery.
The I mentioned Colonel Mitchell, and his daughter, Maud Mitchell, was a famous artist, a watercolor artist, and if you go to Waubunsee to that cemetery, there's a wonderful stone archway, and she designed that. And and I think it's in the Byway book. Yeah, it is. And I would suggest anyone listening to go ahead and get a hold of the Byways of Kansas book that we have, booklet.
Visit Manhattan and downtown mm-hmm. Manhattan has those for free that people can just come
That's
in
right.
and get them and go visiting.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm seeing the picture here. It's absolutely fantastic. And that's in Waubunsee, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not very far.
Yeah, not far at all. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little more about the Scenic Byway when we return on In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt